girl who I was pretty close to was a reporter from the London Evening Standard. In fact, we were very close. And she came, and I was just in one of my... I was just not in a good mood. Now, I wasn't making a big statement. I was not in a good mood. And there'd been a record out or something, and maybe it wasn't going so well, or they'd been knocking us in the press, you know. They're always either loving us or hating us. There was never anything in between. Same as they do with Dylan or any of us now. And she came and she was intimating that we were slipping. And I was in a bad mood. I said, slipping? We're bigger than Jesus. Just no thought whatsoever like that. I don't know if you print it. It looks like it's a statement.
This is Doug Leighton and Tommy Charles reminding you that our fantastic Beatle boycott is still in effect. Don't you forget what the Beatles have said.
Don't forget to take your Beatle records and your Beatle paraphernalia to any one of our 14 pickup points in Birmingham, Alabama, and turn them in this week if possible.
If it had said, we're more, television is more popular than Jesus, I might have got away with it. You know, but as I just happened to be talking to a friend, I used the word Beatles as a remote thing, not as what I think, as Beatles, as though those other Beatles, like other people say us. I just said they are having more influence on kids and things than anything else, including Jesus. But I said it in that way, which is the wrong way.
Well, some teenagers have said, have repeated your statements that the Beatles, I like the Beatles more than Jesus Christ. What do you think about that?
Well, originally I was pointed out that fact in reference to England, that we meant more to kids than Jesus did, or religion at that time. I wasn't knocking it or putting it down, I was just saying it as a fact. And it is true, especially more for England than here. You know, but I'm not saying that we're better or greater, or comparing us with Jesus Christ as a person, or God as a thing, or whatever it is. You know, I just said what I said, and it was wrong, or was taken wrong, and now it's all this.
In a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. Train in a station with plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Sky. You're listening to Macaspan Radio.
is the nigger of the world. Yes, she knew. Think about it. Woman is the nigger of the world. Think about it. Do something about it. We make a paint a face and dance. If she won't be a slave and say that she don't love. If she's real, we say she's trying to be a man. While putting her down, we pretend that she's above us.
My name is James Paul McCartney, and I'd like to say hello to you.
Go on.
I'd like to tell you about our new single, but I can't.
You! You! Yes, you! What are you doing listening to this ridiculous little glass box? Yes, now you've thought about it, we'll get down to what we're here for. Now, you know quite well we've brought you here for questioning.
Right, right.
And questioning is what's going to happen to you.
Your day is great. Do it the happy way. Here, hi, 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 and Sea Moon, the multicolored band, Wing.
You like this record because we like both sides. High and Sea Moon
is the opposite.
Both for their various facets.
The opposite of L7.
L7 means square. Square, like you. Square. Square. Square.
From Wind.
We hope you will remember these facts. If you do not, you will be punished.
Go ahead. You'll be shot.
Thank you for listening to us. It has been a pleasure to be in your little room. You've been like this. You've been like this.
Your face.
listening to Macaspan Radio.
As soon as you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool. Till you're so fucking crazy you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Keep you doped with religion and sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free. But you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. There's room at the top, they are telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile as you kill. You want to be like the folks on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
Boys choose. So while they argue through the night, shaking their sticks of dynamite, babies are dying through the day. They wanna blow us all away. Big four is bickering, so the game goes on and on. Big four is bickering, fucking it up for everyone, for everyone, for everyone, for everyone, for everyone, for everyone, fucking it up for everyone,
fucking it up for everyone,
for everyone, 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 everyone.
You're listening to Macaspan Radio.